The idea that it is okay to ride a bike, it's cool, but at the same time we want to promote safety.
Haynes dedicates a whole month to celebrating bicycle riding, and principal investigator of a worldwide study presents in the Tilcat Valley. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. Ground frost was much deeper this winter than last winter, according to local research from fifth graders.
We're not going hunting, you know.
The Haynes Middle School, with help from a university researcher and the local watershed council, has offered data to explain the higher rate of frozen pipes and hydrants that occurred around Haynes last winter. They call the project the Frost Tube.
This is the frost tube. It measures how far the frost goes down.
It's a long, white plastic tube, a few inches in diameter and about a meter into the earth, stuck in the ground back in the woods that face the Haynes School. In it is a flexible, clear tube that Hudson is pulling up on to get the reading.
We put colored water into it, and where this is all frozen up to right here. That's all how far the ground's frozen.
For the past year, a group of students hikes back there to the inconspicuous experiment to get temperature, frost depth, and snowfall measurements. All you need is
A ruler and the notebook so you can write down the data.
Sarah and her classmates go out every Monday, including spring break, and that time when the wounded black bear had just died somewhere around there. But they enjoy it.
It's kind of like a walk-ish hike, so...
We walked back there together in March, and what we discovered on the 32-degree Monday that began spring break was...
I think it's about...
Keep in mind, the record-breaking frost depth last year was a measurement of 11.5 centimeters.
There's 30, and then how far down? So each of these are 5. 40, or 5, 50... Let's say about 55 and about 55.5.
Yeah, really.
So the kids' numbers pretty much show deeper and deeper frost depths up until this record-holding Monday, showing that frost levels are way up this year. Or down, actually.
So far, this is like, I think, our record since we've been doing it.
Pam Randles with the Tokchinook Watershed Council helps the kids with the measurements. She had an update on the project this week.
And our deepest frozen ground was 11.5 centimeters as of last year. Well, this year, as most of us know, the ground froze a lot deeper. And so we went down as far as 55.5 centimeters. And we have come back up only 4 centimeters from that. And we're 51.5 now instead of 55. So it's still pretty frozen.
And that's what everyone else in the state is getting, too. The Haynes numbers are part of an even bigger study, statewide research led by a charismatic Japanese scientist visiting Haynes this week.
What's the guy's name?
Kenji Yoshikawa. Yeah.
Kenji Yoshikawa. He drilled a thing down there, and then they put the tube down there, and it freezes with the ground, how far the ground's frost went down, so it freezes the water.
People in nearly 100 other sites in Alaska are doing the same research, as well as other chilly locations worldwide.
In permafrost all over the circumpolar north and also on several mountaintops, Kilimanjaro and places like that. And he leads expeditions to these places to check the frost.
Haynes is actually acting as a control site since we do not have permafrost.
We're trying to see. He's doing a study on frost places and how frost goes down and stuff.
How far frost goes down.
How far frost goes down in the winters and...
The point is to get a better idea of the freeze-thaw cycles that occur seasonally all over the world and compare normal seasonal frost with permafrost changes.
It comes from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and he started out by studying permafrost and trying to find out if there are permafrost changes that are manifesting themselves in climate change, or actually I should say that the other way around.
Yoshikawa says it also matters because as water freezes and thaws, it circulates through soil and changes the properties of both the soil and the water. So when places lose their permafrost, like research is showing in southwest Alaska, more changes might come next. In Haynes, the frost depth might not be headlining to the science world, but it mattered here last winter.
I think it's since all the snow. We haven't had much snow, and it's not been insulating it, so it goes down a lot more than usual. It takes longer for people like to garden and stuff, and it's just like a longer time to freeze up, unfreeze and stuff.
And it freezes,
pipes. And
it freezes
we
the
found
pipes.
That out.
And we just had a really big freezing of pipes up there, and then the pipe cracked, and they had to shut down all the water on that side.
Kenji Yoshikawa, principal investigator of the frost study that's monitoring frost depth around the world, is visiting Haines to conference with his local researchers, the fifth grade class. But he also gives a public presentation while he's here, explaining his Alaska frost depth research at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd, at the Haines Library.
And he's going to be coming here and talking about what he's learned from his website. I have learned that some of the permafrost in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta area is completely gone now. And then, of course, the very same year, we have the deepest frost we've had forever. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say.
If your bicycle is still in storage or sitting against the side of the house on a couple of rusty flat tires, you are late. You might already know that May is National Bike Month, but starting this year, it's also Alaska Bike Month, and it's officially Haines Bike Month. Last Tuesday, Haines Mayor Jan Hill stood up in front of assemblymen and citizens gathered at the regular meeting, clipped a bike helmet on her head, and made the announcement.
Safety first. I hope I have it on right. From the office of the mayor, Haines, Alaska, a proclamation establishing the month of May 2011 as Haines-Burrow Bike Month.
A proclamation doesn't just happen on its own. There's a citizens group of cyclists who recently joined together to promote cycling in Haines.
It's a great way to keep fit, and for commuting, there's a lot of benefits. It's a very environmentally friendly way to commute, or you save money on gas, and it's just a good lifestyle.
Mark Ernest is one of the members of the newly formed cycling group. Yes, he's the borough manager, but he's also a bike rider, a serious one. He used to race on track and road and even raced in Europe for a time. And this year, he's training to solo the nearly 150-mile Kluane to Chilkat International Bike Relay, happening this summer in Haines.
Yeah, I've been an avid bicyclist for most of my life. I took quite a bit of time off while I was working in communities that didn't have good road systems.
He says the proclamation for a local bike month is among the many things Haines is already doing to promote cycling.
There's a kids' bike event, a rodeo. There's some free safety equipment that's handed out every year from various venues, I think, around town. And, of course, the large Kalani Chilkat bike relay, which there's 1,200 riders involved in that.
And at the same time, forming a cycling group and declaring Bike Month is just the beginning of what can happen in the future.
It's the beginning of a process, and there are a lot of other ideas that we've talked about as a group of putting together some rides, maybe some for family rides, some training development, and some races here at some point in the future. There's as well as a bike safety program and an education program. But, basically it's just to get the idea that it is okay to ride a bike. It's cool. But at the same time, we want to promote safety and education, awareness, training, and things like that.
All across the country, cities are organizing events to celebrate the spoked pedal machine on two wheels, or three, if that's what you're into. And just last week, Governor Sean Parnell declared May Bike Month for the state of Alaska. He's also named May 16th through 20th Bike Week and May 20th as Bike to Work and School Day. Department of Transportation Commissioner added his projection, saying, quote, gas prices in Alaska are over $4 per gallon, and we think we're going to see a surge in bicycle commuters. Alaska ranks sixth in the nation in proportion of adults who bike to work, with about 3,000 people bicycling to work every day. In Haines, the cycling group started simply because enough people were already pedaling around, either commuting or for exercise or whatever.
It was kind of funny. The first meeting we had was the end of March, and I sent out an email to four or five people, and we ended up having 25 come to the first meeting.
The group plans to continue meeting every 3 weeks or so. Look around for notices if you're interested in attending. Among the groups already gathered are bicycle commuters interested in improving conditions, mountain bikers who want trails, and road cyclists with ideas for more organized events.
And so what we are doing is identifying what those needs are within each of those groups, and then compiling that information, and then we'll all be working together to help facilitate those improvements or ideas that come out of each of the different groups. We'll all be working together to try to help make those things happen.
Bicyclists are recognized in state law as legitimate users of Alaska's roadways. They're required to follow the rules of the road by riding on the right side of the road, signaling turns, and stopping at stop signs. Riding on the shoulder is encouraged if it's available and safe. Motorists can do their part, too, by allowing a safe distance between their vehicle and a bicycle when passing, and by not cutting off bicyclists when making a turn. 4 in 10 crashes between bicycles and motor vehicles in Alaska occur when motorists are turning right. And if the Haynes Bike Relay Mark is training for caught your ear, registration for the Kluane Chilkat Bike Relay, also called the KCIBR, is now open for this year's race, scheduled for June 18th. Early registration closes in less than 2 weeks with limited entry. To find the website, kcibr.org, you can search the words Chilkat Bike in your search engine of choice. This is Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS.